I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Let's head to the farmer's market now to see what's in season this rainy week in Southern California. Jillian Ferguson is in Santa Monica with this report.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. We are continuing today's baking theme here at the Santa Monica Farmers Market with baker and pastry chef Sasha Pelagian. Sasha is the baker behind May Microbakery, where she offers custom cakes and Thanksgiving pies. And she's also responsible for the pastry case at Canyon Coffee in Echo Park. Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
So for bakers, it's never too early to think about Thanksgiving. I saw on your Instagram that your pie pans have arrived, so I know you're getting ready. What's on your Thanksgiving menu this year?
Yeah, the pie pans have arrived. This year, I have a mix of some old stuff from last year and some new things. So sweet potato and ginger is a new one. So I get sweet potato from her produce, and I'm doing using their young ginger to make a ginger snap crust. And then I have apple blackberry crumble classics. And then I have a gluten-free chocolate mousse pie with a meringue crust.
Mm. I do not think we see enough sweet potato pies. We see a lot of pumpkin pie this time of year. So let's focus on that and walk us through all the different components.
I like it because it's like a little bit of a twist on a pumpkin. And I feel like it gets not a bad rap, but just like people think it's like too different sometimes. So I like it because it's like a little sweet from the sweet potato, obviously, and then spicy from the ginger. So my crust is basically like a graham cracker, but a ginger snap. So it's got like tons of ground ginger and like fresh grated young ginger. And then I'm also candying the ginger to use as decoration on top. And then obviously it's filled with sweet potato custard, which is just like so velvety and like luxurious in the way that like a pumpkin pie would be. But I don't know, I feel like it's extra creamy.
Yeah, I think of sweet potatoes as having a little bit more oomph, a little more texture than a pumpkin.
Yes, totally.
And is there dairy in the custard?
There is heavy cream in the custard.
Which makes it so delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, that like adds to the extra creamy, silky, velvety. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I know they have the purple sweet potato and the orange sweet potato on the table this year. Which one are you using?
I'm using orange.
It must look like a pumpkin pie.
It does look like a pumpkin pie. So maybe you can trick some people into thinking it's a pumpkin pie. I have used the purple in the past, which are also delicious.
And probably really fun visually.
So, so fun.
So we were talking a little bit about pumpkin there. I know that you have a pumpkin cake on the menu at Canyon Coffee too. Can you just briefly tell us about that?
Yeah, that loaf is very exciting. So it's kombucha squash from Garden of, and we roast it, process it, and it gives such a vibrant orange color to the loaf. It's loaded with cinnamon, mace, and cardamom. It has like a pepita cardamom crumble on top. It's really, really good.
Mm, that sounds so good. Why kombucha?
I just think it's like a little sweeter than a pumpkin, and the color is just, it's like a different sort of orange from a pumpkin. So it's like neon, yeah. I guess, you know?
It does kind of glow.
Yeah, it glows. So when we process it, it's just so vibrant and the color bakes through. It's a really beautiful loaf.
So any ambitious bakers listening who might be interested in processing their own pumpkin this year for either a pumpkin cake or a pumpkin loaf, is that hard to do?
It's not hard. I would say it's just time intensive because of the steps to do it. What I do is just cut it in half, scoop the seeds out, and roast them flat, like so they steam, and then, you know, process it through the food processor. Sometimes I add like a little more water if it's feeling a little dry, just to even the texture out. That's the hardest part, is just the processing.
And I imagine that you have to peel it when it comes out of the oven?
Yes, you do have to peel it when it comes out of the oven. Don't burn your fingers. But that's the hardest part, but the payoff is worth it.
Absolutely. So where can people order these Thanksgiving pies this year?
If you head to my Instagram, sashimi1, there's a link in there that will send you to my website where you can pre-order your pie. And the pickup is going to be at Canyon Coffee.
Perfect. So you can get your kombucha loaf and your sweet potato pie.
Yep.
Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you, Jillian.
That was Sasha Pelagian. You can find her baked goods every day at Canyon Coffee in Echo Park. And as she said, she's offering Thanksgiving pie pre-orders through May Microbakery. Follow her at sashimi1 on Instagram. That's sashimi with the number 1 after it. John Herr is one of the farmers who brings sweet potatoes to the market this time of year, and that's who Sasha's buying her sweet potatoes for her sweet potato pie. And John, I'm looking at three different sweet potatoes right now that you've brought to market. Maybe you can just go through and tell us about each one?
Yeah, I have the orange flesh, like a traditional creamier texture garnets. And then they're purple Japanese, a little drier texture, not as sweet. And then your most popular one is the Murasaki white flesh Japanese, sweeter, has like a chestnut flavor.
Mm. They each have different qualities. What do you use each of these sweet potatoes for in your house?
I kind of just mix them up, roast them up. The purple, a little dry, so we usually just boil it, eat it that way. That way it's not as dry, but roasting is like the most popular way.
And talk to us about the season for these, because I know you have them for much of the year. When do you plant them? When do you harvest them? And how do you keep them?
We plant them in March, and then they'll be ready late August, and then we'll have them all the way until like February. Uh-huh. And then storage, it's after you dig them out, or if it rains a lot, it's only going to last like another month after that, after you dig it out. So.
Did you get rain this past week?
Yeah, but we haven't been watering it for like the last month, so I was like barely enough water. But if it gets colder and more wet, they'll start rotting.
In the ground, they'll start rotting.
Yeah, in the ground. But okay. we try not to dig in storage it.
So you're digging these fresh every time before you come to market?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. That is incredible. And how do you know that they're ready to harvest?
Late August, and then we just dig some out, some test.
Yeah. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving at your house?
Yep.
Are there going to be sweet potatoes on your menu?
Nope.
Oh, so what are you having?
Not sure. Every year is a little different, but it's pretty traditional stuff. I'm more of a regular potato guy. Oh,
that's great. I love that. All right, John. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was John Herr of Herr Produce. They come down from Fresno every single Wednesday to be at the Wednesday Santa Monica Farmers Market. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. With Thanksgiving on the horizon and pumpkins in the market, I've been thinking about one of my favorite fall recipes from Dory Greenspan. It's called Dory's Pumpkin Stuffed with Everything Good. Imagine a burnished whole pumpkin filled with oozy cheese, broth, chunks of bread, and greens, almost like a fondue with the bread already in it. It's gorgeous. And we've got the recipe and my conversation with Dory on our website, kcrw.com/goodfood. I'm Evan Kleiman. I'll meet you back here next week for our Thanksgiving episode of Good Food.